your sports radio.
Broadcasting live, loud and proud from Central PA Sports Authority.
Woo-hoo!
WFXS America.
98.7 The Fox State College.
Are you ready for a feeling fine, a fabulous, a fantastic Friday edition of Let's Talk? Well, if you're not, you better get ready, pal, because it rolls your way now.
Yeah, pal.
Yeah. And palettes.
Palettes.
Is that the...
I don't know if that's a word.
I don't think that's
quite
right.
Better stick with pal.
Huh. Yeah, see, I get off script and all heck breaks loose. Phone line is open and available for your use at 814-954-7266. And we can take your thoughts on anything. Finally, we get some rain in the forecast. We will get a little rain. Finally,
yeah.
I don't think we have drought conditions any longer here
no.
in Center County. Is
don't think so. All right, now we've had a boatload of guests this week, which is great. By the way, if you missed those shows, number one, shame on you.
Good week to have a boat, actually, now that you...
Yeah, well, actually, that's a thought, yeah. Of course, whatever you missed, you can check our website, 987thefox.info. Go to the Let's Talk section, the interviews page. They're all there. If you missed the great interview yesterday about those lovely cicadas, they're coming. Okay, you can listen to the interview there. I actually found that if you listened yesterday, our guest was Dr. Michael Skvarla from Penn State, who's an expert in this stuff, and he said there's a map online that you can kind of track. All right, cicadas, again, in this case, it's a 17-year cicada. These little buggers have been underground for 17 years, and they're supposed to emerge in the next 1 to 2 weeks.
That's right.
All right. Now, one map I saw, all of Center County is like ground zero for these buggers. And when they arrive, they're going to be hanging around for a few weeks. What did the doctor say? They're kind of like horny teenagers, okay? Like, okay, I guess you can say that on the air. So these things emerge. And again, the males sing. He said yesterday,
uh-huh.
Right? They sing, which is more like, ah! You know, that's singing, okay?
Huh.
If you get a lot of them in one place and they're all singing at the same time, it'll drive you nuts, okay? But he mentioned there was another map. University of Connecticut apparently has an office that just tracks this stuff. And it's not just here. It's all over, oh my gosh, northeastern United States, Kentucky, Tennessee, maybe down to Missouri, I mean, into the midsection of the country and headed down south a little bit and so on. And there are different what they call broods because they're not all the same. They all show up at the same time. Over here, it's this year. Over here, it's next year. Over here, it's the year after that. It's crazy stuff. Crazy stuff. So I found this map that the doctor referred to yesterday of Pennsylvania. And when this last happened 17 years ago, where were these little buggers noticed? All right. And I'm thinking, is it all over Center County? Is it everywhere? Well, according to this map, now this is from 17 years ago. All right.
Those were the days.
Yes, they were, weren't they? Yes. Things were easier back then, but that's not
it seemed that way anyway.
So I pull up this map, and the doctor taught it, sort of, if you missed it, sort of mentioned it yesterday. There were a lot of sightings of these things in the Bellefonte area. And on this map, sure enough, I mean, there's like spots all over the place where Bellefonte is. So if you're from Bellefonte and you're thinking, uh-oh, all right, we might be getting these things. I mentioned at one point to the doctor, I said, okay, I'm from Penns Valley. What about Penns Valley? And he said, well, I don't see much in Penns Valley. So I'm looking at the map, and the doctor was correct. There was actually one spot, I would say, just a few miles from my house, sort of down the road, where there's like a dot. Like apparently 17 years ago, somebody saw these things in this spot. Okay. Most of Centre County does not have spots. Yay, I guess. Now, granted, this is 17 years ago. Could things have changed? Well, yes. Doctor mentioned that, you know, primarily in undisturbed areas. So, in other words, no building, no digging, no, you know, none of that stuff. Apparently, when that happens, these little buggers somehow, I don't know, underground move. Like, I'm going to try over here, all right? These guys are digging over here. I'm going to go over here. That sort of thing. So, allegedly, in the next week or two, you're going to start to hear these suckers, and you're going to start to see them. They're supposed to be harmless. What was it yesterday? Crunchy lobster.
Sounded pretty darn appealing.
If you eat them, they taste like crunchy lobster. Now, first off, you take the head off, because the head's just scary. They got big red eyes. Yuck. Yuck. And you're supposed to take the wings off, right? Take that part out. But you take off the head, take off the wings. Sounds like I'm doing a fish. Take off the head, take off the wings, and allegedly the rest of it. Okay.
Mm-mm-mm.
What'd you say? Drown them in chocolate
yesterday?
Or butter?
A little butter, a little chocolate. Deep fry that baby.
Woo.
Oh, it's so good.
All right, so if you want to check out the cicada interview, that's on our website, 987thefox.info. All right, there we go. So today we have an open line show because we've had a pile of guests this week. We have more next week. Today, you could be the guest, all right? So if you have a thought,
could be.
I'm going to talk later on about that PennDOT meeting in Bowlesburg, which I happened to catch yesterday. Not a meeting. It was more of a gathering at the, I still call it the Elks Club. It's officially now the Wyndham Hotel. Okay, fine, whatever. Elks Club. I'm going to save that for later because I made some, I would say, interesting observations yesterday afternoon at this gig. By the way, the room was full. When I pulled into the parking lot, which was, I went in the first hour, the 4 o'clock hour, because it worked for my schedule.
Yeah.
And I'll tell the story again later on, but I pull in the parking lot, I'm like, okay, either there is a lot of golfing going on today, because it was raining, so that was out, or it was this event. Gotta save this for later because again, I made some interesting observations, if you will. So we'll save that for later on. Yes, watch your weather today. A lot of standing water on roads. Yeah. I plowed through a couple of them. Didn't want to, but there's a puddle on the road. Poof. Let's be careful of those. Of course, get the headlights on. All that sort of thing. Now, Penn State graduation weekend. Here we go.
Hey. Congratulations, right. Kiddos.
Now, thankfully, it's not this morning.
Welcome to the real world.
Oh, you just wait. Oh, you just wait there, buddy boy. There are ceremonies today, tomorrow, and Sunday. Now, first off, this is not like, if somehow you're not familiar, all right, this is not like, I think, most high schools.
Oh?
High school, all right, now, well, you would know this, I would assume. When State College High School has their ceremony at the Jordan Center, don't they?
They do.
Okay. A lot of other schools, assuming they have a football team, they probably have it out on the football field.
Yes.
Assuming the weather is cooperating, okay? So I'm from Penns Valley. I know this very well because I've attended two of them, my two daughters and some others. If it's a nice day, and more often than not it is a nice day, you do this out on the football field. In other words, outside, all right? Penn State does not do that, all right? Their ceremonies are either at the Jordan Center or Eisenhower Auditorium or Pagoula Ice Arena. And I'm assuming without the ice. Should I assume this?
I think that
they turn the ice off or something, or melt the ice or whatever you do there. So the first one, Penn State has this posted. The first ceremony today is 4 o'clock. It's the Schreyer Honors College Medals Ceremony at the Jordan Center. Okay. I know that one well because my one kiddo was a Schreyer kid, so that was cool. College of Engineering is tonight, undergrads only at the Jordan Center. And then tomorrow, they got a couple at 9, they have a couple at 1, they have a couple at 4:30. And then on Sunday, they've got a couple at 9, they've got a couple at 1, they've got a couple at 4:30. There's a theme here,
uh-huh.
Okay? And then it's supposed to be all done. All right, so congratulations again to all of the undergrads, now grads, and all the grads who were super grads or over grads or whatever you want to call it. The weather for tomorrow and Sunday looks great, thankfully. Yeah, ring the bell for that, all right? Weather for tomorrow looks great. Weather for today looks crappy till about lunchtime, so that hopefully for those ones later on today, it'll be half decent. All right, so
fingers crossed.
Congrats to the graduates. Although I do have a story here. Let me see if I can.
Oh, do you?
I've got a
you and your story.
This will make you. Here it is. Okay, this is from the Atlantic. All right,
all right.
Derek Thompson writes about, I think, businessy stuff in the Atlantic. I'm just going to read this, okay?
Okay.
This is actually from another outlet, but the Atlantic is the original source. It says, the Atlantic's Derek Thompson wrote about what could be the first sign that AI is competing with humans for jobs.
Oh, boy.
The slumping job market for recent college graduates. Uh-oh. Wait a minute. I went to school for 4 or 5 years, and now this happens? Surprise! All right. This is a quote. According to the New York Federal Reserve, labor conditions for recent college graduates have deteriorated noticeably in the past few months. Oh, wonderful. And the unemployment rate now, I guess for new college grads, the unemployment rate now stands at an unusually high 5.8%. Now, the national rate, I believe, right now is 4.2%. So if you're a new college grad, hope you got that job lined up, all right? Even newly minted MBAs from elite programs are struggling to find work. Uh-oh, that's supposed to be a gimme. You got an MBA, you're supposed to be a gimme. Well, apparently not. All right, that's not good. Meanwhile, okay, now this is bad news. Law school applications are surging. Oh, wonderful. Yes, we need more lawyers. There we go. That's an ominous echo of when young people used graduate school to bunker down during the financial crisis. Great. Another quote, the relatively weak labor market for college grads could be an early sign that artificial intelligence is starting to transform the economy.
Yeah.
When you think from first principles about what generative AI can do and what jobs it can replace, it's the kind of things that young college grads have done in white-collar firms. So, in other words, you're a new grad, you're a white-collar job, you go to work in an office or something. According to an expert, it says they read and synthesize information and data. They produce reports and presentations. Folks, machines can do that now. And probably for a lot less money. Mm-mm. So, now these are white-collar jobs. All right. Now, this is interesting, Mr.
I don't see the color of people's collars.
I never quite understood that either. White collar, blue collar, and sometimes there's, I don't know, other colored collars or something like that. Then I came across this story. Now, this is very interesting. Now, you were away on Wednesday eating sausages.
I was.
Whatever you were doing. I had a guest from the Hechinger Report, John Marcus, who is a reporter that covers higher education. And I tell you, it was a fascinating interview. John really revealed interesting information that some maybe you knew and some you're like, whoa, really? Again, if you want to hear the interview, 987thefox.info, go to the Let's Talk Interviews page, scroll down a little bit to Wednesday, and listen. Very interesting interview. I mean, one of the things that John mentioned was right now for the whole country, in colleges and universities for like on average across the country, 60% of college students are women. Only 40% are men. Now, I joked, well, if a guy wants to get a date, that's good news, I suppose. There we go. But that's a significant disparity. 60-40. I mean, you know, the population roughly is 50-50. But in college now, it's 60-40 girls over the guys. And well, I asked John, I'm like, well, why is that? Okay. And he offered, you know, a number of explanations or, you know, information about why fewer guys seem to be going to college. College and university. They're going to do other things like go out and get a job and so on. And so I came across this story from the Wall Street Journal. Now, I have heard of Father Judge High School. Have you heard of Father Judge?
Oh, yes.
That's down in Philadelphia. All right. It's a Catholic high school. Occasionally, they've got a really good sports team, and they're, you know, in the PIAA basketball. In fact, I think, did they win this year? Father Judge may have won one of the, you know, levels and so on in basketball. So they've got good sports. They also apparently have a good welding program. Welding. And I got, this is in Philadelphia, so I assume Philadelphia schools operate differently from here. I mean, here, obviously, Bald Eagle, Bellefonte, Penns Valley all go to CPI, you know, and welding is involved there. State College does their own thing. All right, that's fine. Other areas. Now, maybe Father Judge has its own, if you will, vo-tech program. I'm not sure. But they clearly have welding at this high school. And this is interesting. They talk about a young man. His name is Elijah Rios. Elijah is still at Father Judge. He's in the welding program. He has already earned a job offer for $68,000 a year as a welder. This kid's in high school. Actually, Mr. Ironhead, this is interesting. Elijah is a junior. Wow. In high school. And I'm reading this story and I'm thinking, okay, this almost sounds like sports. All right? There are companies out there recruiting high school kids to come work for them, and not just when they graduate from high school. This particular kid, he's 17 years old. He is a junior taking welding classes, and he already has a $68,000 job on the table.
Yeah.
How about that? That's amazing.
Yes.
I've never heard of anything like that. I'd be very curious if anybody around here, I don't know, CPI or something, is something like that happening here? That, I mean, all right, we could say high school seniors who are about to graduate, all right, do they have a job offer? Hopefully they do. That's great. This kid's a junior in high school. He has another year to go. And he already has a job offer waiting for him on the table. $68,000 job, and the kid's only 17 years old. And so when I talked to John Marcus, our guest on Wednesday, we talked about a lot of guys, more guys are going into the trades. All right, if it's welding, if it's construction, if it's, I don't know, carpentry, if it's all sorts of different things there. All right, and it seems to be predominantly boys. That doesn't mean girls can't, but it's predominantly boys. So maybe that's where these boys are going. But it's interesting, this, at least at this program at Father Judge down in Philadelphia, they apparently teach their kids very, very well. And number two, they do a great job with recruiting to the point where companies are coming to them to hire kids that aren't even out of school yet. $68,000 a year for a high school kid? Sign me up!
Yep.
That's a starting salary.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Obviously, over time, you know, you do things, get experience, whoop, up that goes. And that was, a fascinating story. This is like the, I guess you would call it the changing world of education. Now, Penn State probably doesn't want to hear this because it's like, wait a minute, we talked about the enrollment cliff on our Wednesday interview and the fact that starting essentially now for the X number of years, what did John tell me? He said, actually, there's like two cliffs. There's, it's going to go down, and then in the mid-2030s, it's going to go down again, meaning colleges and universities have fewer people to draw from. And so, A, it means probably more colleges and universities are going to close in the next 10 to 15 years. That's already started. I'm trying to think. John said, what did John say? In the last 5 years, 79 colleges have closed across the country. 79 in the last 5 years, and that number's only going to continue. Now, Penn State is Penn State. They're fine. But think about, and I'm thinking sports now, Division 1, 2, 3. Division 3 schools. In other words, small, probably liberal arts colleges and so on. Folks, get ready. They're going to start, I'm going to say dropping like flies, but they're going to start dropping. I know I don't have a number. I know Pennsylvania has a lot of colleges and universities. I'm not sure why, but we have a lot. All right. So our friends at Juniata College in Huntingdon, that's Division III. How are they doing? I think they're doing fine. But you take a look at some of these others, not so much. And, of course, the whole thing with Penn State's branch campuses. Originally, I thought that maybe Old Main might drop the news next week. Then we get the story from a couple days ago that Penn State's president, Dr. Neely Bendapudi, had acute pancreatitis, which I've never had that. I don't want that. It can't be fun. Severe abdominal pain. Maybe gallstones are involved. Ugh. All right. Yours truly here has an occasional kidney stone problem, but that's worse, I think. Pancreatitis is nasty.
Does not sound enjoyable at all.
And she apparently will not be involved with any of the commencement ceremonies this weekend because she's, I don't call it a medical leave, I suppose, until she, you know, gets better. So maybe it won't be next week. When Penn State announces, okay, here's what we're going to do, that sort of thing. They may need to wait until Dr. Bendapudi is obviously feeling better and so on before they, assumingly, drop the hammer. I really thought next week was going to be the week. Maybe it's going to be, you know, later in May or something like that. Not, I could be wrong. I was wrong about the Pope yesterday. Boy, was I wrong about the Pope yesterday. Actually, a lot of people were wrong about the Pope yesterday.
I knew it.
You knew it
all along. Yeah, I probably should have shared with you.
Really?
I knew what was going to happen.
Really? Okay.
I didn't want to show you up.
And the American Pope part?
Yeah.
You had that too?
Oh, knew it. Seemed obvious to me.
Yeah.
I was a little surprised so many of you missed it. But
Chicago White Sox fan.
Mm-hmm.
You picked that too.
That's what I was. Ah, yeah.
Wow. Well, you're Catholic, right?
I am.
All right. I'm Protestant, so I got this one like totally wrong.
Yeah. Well. What are you?
So you're Catholic, so you nailed it.
Oh, I knew it.
It was going to be on day two. It was going to be an American guy. It was going to be a White Sox fan.
Seemed pretty obvious right from the start.
And if he's a White Sox fan, he knows all about suffering.
Oh, that is true.
So he's the perfect. He's the perfect choice. Now, if you're Catholic, don't throw things at your radio. We're having fun. Okay. But I'm watching this yesterday, and first the white smoke shows up like, whoa, it's white. And, of course, yay, people in Rome are cheering, yay, and probably around the world. Then, of course, we're like, okay, who? So you had to wait a while, and all the talking heads on TV are talking away and talking away. And it's like, it's an American guy? Whoa. How about that?
U.S.
Although most of his life he's actually spent in Peru.
Well,
not in America. Born in Chicago, South Side, White Sox fan. Apparently somebody floated the rumor he was a Cubs fan. No, White Sox fan. I'm like, buddy, it's not too late to change.
Yeah, I might want to take that one under.
We're going to have our sports break here in just a bit. You got your wish yesterday, all right?
Well, it wasn't a wish, just he knew it was going to happen.
Okay.
My wish is that the team gets sold.
Oh, that's your wish.
That's the wish.
All right. So you want the over.
That ain't happening, but that's the wish.
All right. All right. Let's take that break. All right. Mm-hmm. So we have open line time later on. So what do you think about the Pope? What do you think? Well, I'm going to talk about this PennDOT Route 322. Just interesting observations yesterday from that gig. And the Pirates need a new manager.
Uh-huh.
So you have a prediction on that, too?
I'll wait till they make the announcement. I don't want to steal their thunder.
Okay.
I pretty much know.
He doesn't know.
No, it seems pretty obvious.
All right, let's take a break. You're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox. We'll do more talking when we come right back.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7
The Fox. Let Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox make you a winner this summer with our Summer Splash Contest with Clearwater Pools and Spas in Center Hall. This Father's Day weekend, the Fox will be giving away a spacious hot springs hot tub during the Belfont Cruise at Talleyrand Park in downtown Belfont. Stop by these fine locations and get signed up to become a qualifier for the contest. Dottery Equipment, Route 64 in Mill Hall. Fisher's Market at the Y in Milesburg. And at Clearwater Pools and Spas in Center Hall.
The 36th Annual Historic Belfont Cruise coming up Father's Day weekend, June 13th and 14th. Top-notch entertainment all weekend long. It starts out Friday night with an open cruise, a sock-off, the big car show on Saturday with over 30-plus classes of cars, trucks, and motorcycles on display. Plenty of sponsorship opportunities for you. Call 814-280-5881 or visit BelfontCruise.org. That's 814-280-5881 or BelfontCruise.org. The 36th Annual Historic Belfont Cruise, Father's Day weekend, June 13th and 14th.
If you're like me, you have neighbors that have zero-turn mowers, and some are satisfied and others not so much. I've had neighbors come over while I'm mowing with my Kubota and want to try it out. I told Bob and Clyde, you need to get to Dotter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64, for Kubota. I have a Z200 25 horsepower with the simplest operation and a pristine cut every time. Even though I have a lawn and, shall we say, a challenging bank, ditch, and of course the wife's ornamental bushes. If you're trying to decide on a great lawn care machine, get to Dotter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64. At Dotter Equipment, they're experts on Kubota lawn care machines that keep you moving quickly and efficiently. Your destination for Kubota is Dotter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64. You may even meet my neighbors, Bob and Clyde.
Now a fraternity or sorority is a brotherhood or sisterhood formed around common goals and aspirations. These men and women make a commitment to each other for life. The members that form a fraternity or sorority share their efforts, friendship, and knowledge, but they should never, ever look the same. That's why there's PAMP, Printing and More Printing. All kinds of t-shirts for all of your group's events, with the artwork as wild as... artwork as visually stimulating as your mind's eye sees it.
For quality you can see and wear, remember PAMP for customized t-shirts, letterheads, envelopes, magnetic signs, and business cards. PAMP has a low minimum of 12 shirts for printing, and no minimum on embroidered items. They don't charge art fees or setup fees. Pricing is simple and easy, and they have a quick turnaround. They're open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Located at 136 South Harrison Road, Pleasant Gap. For more information, call 814-359-2447.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox.
A Friday morning as we head into the three-day party weekend, and we're kicking it off in style here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Let's Talk is the program. This is the time of the show where we normally take a check of sports, and so that is exactly what we will do today. A terrific effort by the Penn State men's volleyball team yesterday. A really, really good match, but second-seeded Hawaii defeats the Nittany Lions 3-1. Hawaii wins the first set 25-19. The Nittany Lions took the second set 25-21. And then a couple of 25-23 wins for Hawaii in sets 3 and 4. Some really good action there. Hats off to Hawaii. They advance to the semifinals in Penn State. Sees its season come to an end at a record of 15-16, the Nittany Lions making their 35th appearance in the NCAA championships. Will Coons went out on a high note here for his Penn State career. He hit 421, had 11 kills, 9 digs, and an ace. Also, Matthew Luoma led all players with 17 kills and had 5 blocks. Sean Harvey also came off the bench and provided 8 kills for the Nittany Lions. Hawaii advancing to the semifinals, where the Rainbows will take on third-seeded UCLA on Saturday. Haley Brunson had Penn State's only RBI, and the Nittany Lions softball team lost a 9-1 decision to Nebraska in the quarterfinals of the Big Ten Championships yesterday. Penn State finishing the season with a record of 25-27. State College baseball team making the long trip to Easton yesterday and earning a 7-2 victory. The Little Lions evening their record at 10-10 on the season. Bald Eagle area baseball team dropping a 5-2 contest to Bishop Guilfoyle yesterday. The Eagles slipped to 4-14 now on the season. Phillipsburg Osceola baseball team picking up a 6-4 win over Central Cambria yesterday. Fisher White drove in 4 of the runs for the Mountie. Lucas Peterson had the other 2 RBI for Phillipsburg Osceola. The Mounties are now 12-4. On the season. Bellefonte softball team downing Dubois yesterday 5-3. Dubois had a 3-0 lead in this one going into the fifth, but an inside-the-park home run from Sadie Ripka got things started for Bellefonte. Jaylee Lose provided a 2-run homer, and then Bellefonte scored twice in the seventh to pull out the 5-3 win. As Bellefonte gets the job done, the JV game yesterday ended in a scoreless tie. Huntington softball team winning a pitcher's duel over Phillipsburg Osceola yesterday 1-0. Olivia Bizzari gave up just 1 unearned run. That was in the bottom of the first, and held Huntington to 5 hits. But took the tough loss. Phillipsburg Osceola also had 5 hits in the game, but could not push a run across. The Lady Mounties are now 9-6 on the season. USA Lacrosse naming its All-Americans for both the men and the women yesterday. 4 Penn State men's lacrosse players earning All-America honors, led by senior attackman Matt Trainer. He is on the second team. Junior defender Alex Ross is on the third team. Senior defender Kevin Partum and freshman midfielder Hunter Aquino each earning honorable mention accolades yesterday. Trainer adding All-America honors to his lengthy list of awards this season. Trainer was also named the Big Ten Offensive Player of the Year, was a first-team All-Big Ten selection, was an inside lacrosse midseason All-American, and was a T. Wharton Top 25 nominee. The senior captain leading the conference in points per game and ranking 22nd in the country in that category this season. The Nittany Lions, of course, getting ready to open up NCAA tournament action tomorrow. Penn State will host Colgate. That'll be a 5 o'clock start at Panzer Stadium tomorrow evening. On the women's side, USA Lacrosse naming 3 Penn State players as honorable mention All-Americans. Ellie Holland and Lauren Saltz joining Erica Ho in getting recognized. Holland finishing the season with the 7th most caused turnovers in the Big Ten. Saltz was a 2-way midfielder for Penn State, wrapping up the year with 22 goals and 25 assists. And Ho, one of the best draw takers in the country. She won 112 draw controls in her breakout season for the Nittany Lions. The Pittsburgh Pirates will host the Atlanta Braves tonight. The Pirates yesterday said so long to manager Derek Shelton. The Buccos will be looking to snap a 7-game losing streak in tonight's contest with the Braves. The Bucks are 12-26 on the season. Bench coach Don Kelly will take over the managerial reins on an interim basis. The 54-year-old Shelton went 306 and 440 in his six seasons with the Pirates. Airtime for tonight's game, a new era of Pirates baseball.
Right.
At PNC Park is set for 6:15. First pitch at 6:40 on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Ben Sherrington's still the GM, and Bob Nutting's still the owner, folks.
Yeah, I was going to say, didn't you want the GM to go?
I want the owner to go. Derek Shelton and Ben Sherrington are not the problems. They will be the scapegoat. Shelton, scapegoat number one. Sherrington may soon follow. They're not the problem. Very frustrating. Philadelphia Phillies defeated the Rays 7-6 in 10 innings yesterday. Game was tied 5-5 after 9, but the Phillies actually trailed 5-1 going into the 8th inning of yesterday's game. Bryson Stott belted a 3-run homer in the 8th. Phillies got another run across in the 9th and then pushed 2 across in the top of the 10th held the Rays to 1 run in the bottom of the 10th as the Phillies complete the sweep of that series. Philadelphia is now a game and a half behind the New York Mets in the National League East. Boy, that must be fun to be in some kind of a race like that.
Race to the top.
It is not often. By the way, I did have double-checked. The Pirates are not officially eliminated from playoff contention just yet.
Well, no. It's
probably Memorial Day will be when that happens.
Memorial
Day. The Phillies will open up a series against the Guardians in Cleveland tonight. I mean, they're not making the playoffs is the thing. We already know that.
And it's only mid-May.
Exactly. We're not even close to Memorial
Day. We got
Paul
Skeens.
And you already... Yes. Let that sink in.
Yeah.
You know before Memorial Day that your team is not going to the playoffs, and you have Paul Skeens and a really good starting pitching staff. Really good starting staff. And yet, you know, 2 weeks before Memorial Day, that the Pirates' season is already doomed. Good God. Let that sink in.
Oh, come on.
Oh, I don't want it to sink in. But sadly, it already has. Also, a couple of other notes. Nittany Lion Wrestling Club members, Kyle Snyder, Kyle Jake, Aaron Brooks, headlining additions to the Real American Freestyle Wrestling League. Those announcements coming officially yesterday. The league will have pro wrestling icon Hulk Hogan as the commissioner and will be holding its first event on August 30th in Cleveland. Of course, Snyder earning gold at the Olympic Games in 2016, also was a silver medalist in 2021, three-time world champion, won 3 national titles while at Ohio State. Dake, a 4-time national champion at 4 different weight classes for Cornell, and then a 4-time world champion, and twice now an Olympic bronze medalist. And, of course, Aaron Brooks, the 4-time national champion for Penn State, who earned bronze at the 2024 Paris Olympic Games. Also, David Carr and Trent Hidley announcing that they have signed with this new freestyle wrestling league. Again, competition will begin on August 30th. Look for many more announcements of wrestlers who are signing up to become part of that league in the coming weeks and months. And exciting. We'll see how there have been different ventures. I think they have some good plans in place for this one, trying to make it appealing, broadly appealing to sports fans and maybe even making it a little more exciting for wrestling fans, and We may have some guests on to talk about that between now and the start of that inaugural season at the end of August. And I think that is what I have on the sports front.
All right.
On the local sports front.
All right, a couple quick things before we take a break. All right, Penn State football. Come on, we're always talking about Penn State football. ESPN has a, they call it the way too early top 25, which it is. Okay, it is.
It's never too early. What are you talking about?
And they've been running this for a while, and then periodically they update it, apparently. Tied to, you know, recruiting and guys in the transfer portal and all this other stuff. Well, apparently this week they've updated. Penn State was ranked number 3 previously.
Yeah.
They're now number 1.
Yeah, baby.
On the ESPN way too early top 25.
Numero.
Penn State has moved up to number 1. Clemson is number 2. Yeah, I wonder about that one, but Texas 3, Georgia 4, Ohio State 5. All right. Now, Joel Klatt from Fox Sports has Penn State number 1.
He does.
On his list. Oh, boy. Okay. Now, should we be excited or should we be running for the exits?
I'm excited. I think Penn State's going to sneak up on people in the upcoming season. That's what I think's going to happen.
Not anymore. Huh? Not anymore.
What do you mean? I don't understand what you're saying.
Now, folks,
sneak up and catch people by surprise.
I've mentioned this before, and this is online stuff, okay? Yeah. You got to be careful the information you get online. First off, social media, anything I see on social media, unless somebody or I can back it up, I don't believe it. Just don't believe it. There's too much crap on social media. Just is. And now, in recent times, we have these, what would you call them, online media outlets that it's like, are you kidding?
And I was surprised to read about the Pope and Donald Trump being going out clubbing last Friday night. That one did catch me by surprise.
Actually, I'm surprised.
You're saying there's a chance that story might not be accurate.
I'm surprised Trump didn't take credit yesterday.
Well, why
the American people elected me, and obviously we need
now
an American
we have
Pope.
An American Pope.
Need an American Pope. Thank you very much, world.
Yes.
I did that. You know? Okay, whatever.
Well,
now I'm going to take a chance. I'm not going to take a chance. There's an outlet called Essentially Sports, and this outlet is a joke. Okay?
Wow.
It's a joke. All right? This is an outlet. Their goal is to grab your eyeballs, get you all wound up, and then you read stories, and at the end it's like, what the heck was that? All right? And they really have it out for James Franklin. This outlet has it out for him. I have seen multiple stories from this outlet that mentions Franklin and the word pressure. Franklin pressure. Franklin pressure. Bama. Here's one. And this is nothing new. What's the goal of a headline? All right, you have a story. If it's in a newspaper, website, whatever. What's the goal? The goal of a headline is to get your attention. Right? Now, most headlines are very straightforward. You know, boom, here's what happened in like one line. Boom. All right, an American chosen Pope yesterday. All right, that's a headline. Some of these headlines are a bit more sensational, and it's supposed to get your eyeballs. And so this headline here, doubts looming over Drew Aller's future in tough Penn State revelation as 1,212-yard verdict piles pressure on James Franklin. That's the whole headline. First off, the damn headline's too long.
That's a pretty long headline.
Holy fright. Are you kidding me? But again, so I saw this story like the other day. I'm thinking, what the heck is this? So stupidly, I start reading the story.
I see.
And the whole story is about the fact that Tyler Warren is gone now. And a couple of guys went to the transfer portal. And now they're bringing in new guys from the transfer portal. And they have this new player from Syracuse, Trevor Pena, who's really good player.
Really good.
But he didn't announce his transfer until essentially the end of spring practice. And this story quotes our friend Zach Seiko. All right, Zach, busy on social media, has a podcast, does good stuff. The whole idea that Pena did not take part in Penn State's spring practice, Dun, dun, dun. And I get to the end of the story. I'm like, that's it? That's it.
Dun, dun, dun.
Okay. So, again, folks, you got to be wary of some of these online media outlets because they're just, the fancy term is they're clickbait. Clickbait means they put something sensational out in front of you. Oh, I want to know more. And you click a link and then you're in. And then you read stupid stuff. Meanwhile, advertisement, 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 advertisement. That's the whole deal of these outlets. That's my opinion. This one's ridiculous. Essentially sports. It's like, if I want to laugh, I'll go read them. I don't know. Do you read any of this stuff? Some of these, like Microsoft, has a program where it does a compilation of different media stories and sources from CBS, Fox, this outlet, that outlet. And for some reason, it pulls in these guys. And it's just sensational crap. All right? You can look it up if you can. Multiple stories. James Franklin, pressure. James Franklin, pressure. Franklin, pressure. Franklin, pressure. Come on. Give me a break. It's ridiculous. Be careful what you read. Now, you listen to this program, of course, you don't need to be careful. You're good. All right? Everything is great here.
Obviously. That is clear.
All right. It's like, come on, really? What's the next James Franklin pressure story going to be? Ooh, inquiring minds want to know. Anyway, let's take a break here. It's just, be careful what you read online. You can't believe everything. Again, Trump should have, I was waiting for him yesterday. Yeah, new American Pope. Wow, that wouldn't have happened if Biden were still here. You know. And it didn't happen. I was so disappointed. All right, let's take a break. We have an open line program. What do you think about some of this stuff? Did you go to that PennDOT event in Bowlesburg yesterday? I did, and interesting observations there. You're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox. We'll do more talking right after this.
Would you like to profit from Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox? If you have sales experience, we're looking for new team members to spread the word to local businesses about 98.7 The Fox. Sell advertising with a lot of potential from all of our Fox programs, Pittsburgh Pirates baseball, and live sports events focused right here in Center County. For more information, contact manager Sam Jordan via email at foxsportshappyvalley@gmail.com. That's foxsportshappyvalley@gmail.com. Join us here at 98.7 The Fox.
Let Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox make you a winner this summer with our Summer Splash Contest with Clearwater Pools and Spas in Center Hall. This Father's Day weekend, the Fox will be giving away a spacious hot springs hot tub during the Belfont Cruise at Talleyrand Park in downtown Belfont. Stop by these fine locations and get signed up to become a qualifier for the contest. Dotterer Equipment, Route 64 in Mill Hall. Fisher's Market at the Y in Milesburg and at Clearwater Pools and Spas in Center Hall.
The 36th Annual Historic Belfont Cruise coming up Father's Day weekend, June 13th and 14th. Top-notch entertainment all weekend long. It starts out Friday night with an open cruise, a sock-off, the big car show on Saturday with over 30-plus classes of cars, trucks, and motorcycles on display. Plenty of sponsorship opportunities for you. Call 814-280-5881 or visit BelfontCruise.org. That's 814-280-5881 or BelfontCruise.org. The 36th Annual Historic Belfont Cruise, Father's Day weekend, June 13th and 14th.
Join the Nittany Knights as they perform Just Sing, 7 p.m. May 17th at the State Theater in downtown State College. This year's spring show will feature 2024 International Barbershop Harmony Society Gold Medal winners, Three and a Half Men, along with choirs from State College High School and Mountain Indian Park Forest Middle Schools. Tickets $30 for adults, $20 for children 15 and under. Get your tickets today at nittanyknights.org. Just Sing, May 17th, 7 p.m. at the State Theater. Made possible by a grant from the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau.
Ready to relax in style? Clearwater Swimming Pool Company is giving you the chance to win a walk-in 735L hot tub by Hot Springs at this year's Belfont Cruise on June 13th and 14th. This six-person luxury spa is built for the ultimate backyard escape. Loaded with powerful jets for a full-body massage experience, LED mood lighting for the perfect ambience, energy-efficient technology that saves money while keeping the water warm, and the trusted quality of Hot Springs spas, the leader in comfort and innovation. Entering is easy. Stop by Clearwater Pool and Spa in Center Hall now or visit our booth at the Belfont Cruise on June 13th and 14th to sign up. Don't miss your chance to bring home this incredible Watkins 735L hot tub from Hot Springs. Check us out online at groupclearwater.com or visit our Center Hall location to view our full lineup of hot spring spas. And while you're there, be sure to ask about our lineup of Imagine Pools and Ocean Reef fiberglass pools. Make a splash this summer with Clearwater Swimming Pool Company and the Bellefonte Cruise.
As you look out onto your yard or acreage, you know it's coming. Lots of work and time. You may be excited about it because you have a Kubota from Daughter Equipment, which actually makes chores fun and frees up your time for other things. Or maybe you're looking at the lawn and acreage with a scowl because you don't even know if your lawn and garden equipment will even start. You need to get to Daughter Equipment just south of Mill Hall on Route 64 for Kubota and the answers. If it's your first tractor, it's hard to decide how much horsepower you're looking for, what implements you'll need. Whether you're gardening or landscaping and keeping up with property maintenance, just being behind the wheel of a Kubota makes you appreciate the Kubota Compact Tractor for its simplicity and ease. Your destination for Kubota is Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64.
Would you like to profit from Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox? If you have sales experience, we're looking for new team members to spread the word to local businesses about 98.7 The Fox. Sell advertising with a lot of potential from all of our Fox programs, Pittsburgh Pirates baseball, and live sports events focused right here in Center County. For more information, contact manager Sam Jordan via email at foxsportshappyvalley@gmail.com. That's foxsportshappyvalley@gmail.com. Join us here at 98.7 The Fox.
Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
Fox Sports.
It is a fantastic Friday edition of Let's Talk right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Jeff and Scott with you. The phone line is available for your use. Wide open at 814-954-7266. 814-954-7266. We'll get you into the big program this morning. We do have the first reports in from Pittsburgh this morning. Black smoke. No manager has been selected yet. They will reconvene and continue to work through. We're waiting for the gold smoke in Pittsburgh to let us know that they have a new manager.
The gold smoke.
Well, yeah, you got to get the gold smoke. But black smoke on the first go around this morning. No new manager. Well, I mean, they do have. It's an interim basis for Don Kelly, but no official new manager yet for Pittsburgh. We will keep tabs as the voting continues in the Steel City.
See, if the Pirates were smart. Yeah. See, I'm not a Buccos fan. Are they smart?
They are not smart.
Oh, okay.
That is one thing we can definitively say.
Then let's help them. All right.
If they need the help.
If some Pirates marketing person was smart, yes, what they would do is they would get a skinny chimney and they would install it somewhere on the top of PNC Park Stadium, like on top of a building or something. And yes, they would do this. Now, did you say the Pirates are home
this weekend? I'm okay with fat chimneys, by the way. I don't know why you have to shame chimneys and judge them by whether or not they are slender or not. That seems I thought we've moved past
the
that.
The Vatican chimney is a skinny chimney.
Well,
I'm sorry, it's a skinny chimney.
It had a bit of a disorder. if you look into that story a little further, I was reading about it online.
Or it's one of those new drugs or something, you know, that allegedly everybody's using.
Yes.
Not everybody, but.
The Pirates are at home this weekend against those Atlanta Braves.
So you put up a chimney. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Pick one. I don't care.
All right.
And you install it where all the fans can see it. So I don't know, over top of the scoreboard.
Hello, chimney.
Or top of the press box, I don't know, somewhere. And yes, if it's a home game, you know, you pull some maneuver where you put in black smoke and it comes out and the fans all groan. Oh! And then whenever they eventually, I assume they're going to move quickly to pick a new person, or take your time. Would it be an in-house person?
I don't think it much matters, to be honest with you. But
wouldn't it have
I would
to
think
be,
try to
wouldn't it have to
quickly.
Be an in-house person?
Not necessarily, but not necessarily.
I would just think that, you know, with the season underway, they would have to go with somebody in-house. Where else would you go? I mean, somebody from the minor leagues, whatever. That's in-house. In other words, in the Pirates system.
It wouldn't have to be.
Okay. I guess I just assumed they would, you know, keep it in-house. But that would be a great marketing ploy. You know, install a chimney, do the black smoke, and then whenever they do figure out who the new full-time person is going to be.
Gold smoke.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
I like that. It's a good marketing angle. See? So, if the Buccos are listening, we just, once again, we tried to help the Utah Sting hockey team. No.
Yeah, that did not work
out. They
go out
with
well.
The Utah Mammoth. It's like, what the, is that hockey team name? That's weird. So, we're trying to help out your team, the Pirates. Mm-hmm. That would be a great marketing ploy.
It would.
There we go. Okay. 814-954-7266. If you'd like to chime in on that or some other things, here's something to watch out for. All right, Scott here. I'm a bit of a space geek. All right, spacey stuff. There is a Soviet capsule, not Russian, Soviet. In other words, this thing's been up there in space for a long time, just circling the Earth, apparently.
Yeah.
But apparently, we're told by experts, this thing is going to come down either tonight or early tomorrow. This is a 1,100-pound spacecraft. This is a decent-sized something.
That's pretty heavy.
All right, yes, it is. And so it's going to come through the atmosphere. Could it burn up? Maybe, but 1,100 pounds, that's big. All right, that's big. And so if it doesn't burn up, it's going to hit somewhere. The problem is nobody seems to exactly know where this thing's going to come down.
With the way this season is going, I'm guessing...
Where?
PNC
Park.
I mean, well, the way this season is going,
all right.
If I had to guess right now, PNC Park is where this thing will hit.
Well, there is a website based out of Europe that is trying to track this thing.
Yeah.
And again, it's rather vague. It's kind of wide open, like a big swath. But they have a map of the world, and they have these lines like, okay, the spacecraft could be following this line, and it could do... Guess what? One of these lines literally goes right over us. You can look online, check the map. One of the lines goes right over central Pennsylvania.
Huh.
Now, not PNC Park. I'm sorry.
Well, we're not that far away.
I don't think it's going to fly over Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
But it could fly over us. Now, folks, I don't know. Right now, obviously, it's cloudy and not a great day right now. Will it clear out by tonight? Maybe. Again, the weekend's looking really nice. So, yay for
that.
Yeah,
the question is, well, the question at our house is, will the Little League fields be in good enough condition? Like, the weather looks great, but you got to get the fields in good enough shape, and fingers crossed.
So, if you go out tonight or early tomorrow morning, take a look up. And see if you see some, I mean, if this thing makes it to ground, it should be like a meteor, like, and you should be able to see it, I think. I don't know. The one line goes right over central PA. So, hopefully, you know, folks, be careful. I mean, some expert says there is a 1 in 25,000 risk of this thing being a risk to humans.
So you're saying there's a chance?
Well, this line goes right over the middle of Pennsylvania.
There you go.
That's us. All right? It'll probably plunk in the ocean. Remember, the ocean is 75% of the surface of the planet. All right? So the odds say ocean, but, you know, who knows? We'll see how that goes. All right, let's see. What else do we have here? Well, I could talk about this Bulls birth thing, but I think I'll get started here. Okay. Yesterday, did you go to the event in Bullsburg, the new PennDOT, new Route 322, Bullsburg to Potter's Mills Road?
Did not.
Okay. I did.
Good.
Because I thought, I want to you know, out of sheer curiosity, I don't have a dog in this fight, if you will, but yep. I have friends who, and I saw several of them yesterday, like they do, they're, depending on where this thing eventually ends up, they are going to somehow either be directly or indirectly affected. So, no surprise, here's some of my friends. I'm like, all right, I expect them to be here.
I don't have a dog in the fight either, and I just want the record to show. I think that is a horrible way to go about trying to decide where the road should go. Dog fighting just has no place in this country any longer. It is an outrage, quite frankly.
Yes. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. I could choose other animals, but
well,
let's not do that.
Okay.
That's so
probably bad.
Here was me yesterday. Now, if you're familiar with the current road, all right, there's people that live along the road. In other words, homes. There's farms, obviously, number of farms, and there are some businesses. All right. There are some, especially one particular stretch of the current 322. There's a whole bunch of businesses like up and down the road there. Okay. So by chance, I was at one of these businesses yesterday. Hopefully, maybe at some point, they'll become a 98.7 The Fox sponsor. All right. So I stopped by, talked to them, information, blah, blah, blah. When we were done, I asked the one gentleman, I said, okay, you're familiar with this new road they want to put in? He's like, yeah. And this business is right across the road from the two baseball fields that are out there. What's the official name? Shaner, is it Shaner Baseball Complex or yeah. something like that? All right. And he kind of pointed over toward the baseball fields like, yeah, that new road may end up over there. Okay. Now, again, there are three finalists. On Monday, PennDOT said, well, the one we like is the one in the middle. Now, that is not the official road yet. Could be. That's their suggestion. So there's a northern route, a central route, and a southern route. They're all relatively close to each other. And they all roughly follow the current road. Now, the north one goes through more farmland north of the road, the current road.
Yeah.
Okay. The central one is pretty close to the current road. All right. Little off here, little off there. The south one goes more up to the mountain and kind of south and around. And for whatever reason, a lot of statistics and so on, they like the central route. All right. So, the first thing I noticed yesterday was I go visit this business. We're talking business. And, okay, I'm going to leave now. So I'm going up to Bowlesburg to this PennDOT gig. Oh, that's interesting. So I get in my car to get onto the current road. It was busy as heck in both directions. Cars, trucks. I was even surprised. I can't say that I go over there all that often, but I had to sit and wait and wait and wait and wait to where I could finally get out on the road. And first off, that immediately brought home the idea, yeah, we really need this new road.
Well, part of that, yes.
What was going on?
But
it was a little early
for Penn
State graduation.
No, I think that is what because if you were in town at all yesterday,
okay.
I mean, it was bonkers. The Goon and Ironhead show heard Tuesdays and Thursdays
yes.
from 2 to 4 right here.
There you go.
On Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. We were, I was coming home from that and I wanted to, I was heading to the, I think it's officially the Ferguson Township Field, but the kiddo had a game scheduled yesterday at Pine Grove Mills at the by the Lions Club there, and so I'm like, well, I'm just going to go through town, and I'm telling both directions, and this is before 5 o'clock. This is
okay.
Like 4:15, 4:30.
All right, yep.
I'm like, well, this is nuts, and that's my conclusion, is that people had to be coming in early. And, yeah, it is a little early. I would have thought, and I'm sure today will be even crazier. But Or maybe traffic has just increased in the area. I've never noticed it, like, not to that degree. I mean, it was to the point where I'm like, all right, I'm not going in town. I ended up getting off at university and circling out that way because I didn't actually go into town, so I don't know for sure. But I'm like, I'm thinking this is going to have the feel of a Friday afternoon of a Penn State football weekend because it had that feel already. But again, it was both directions. It was people coming in from town as well. So that's what I was.
Students moving out?
Probably some of that too. Some of that too. Because once your finals are over, not everybody has finals all week long. So there's for sure some people heading out a little early. Some people heading in a little early, I think for the graduation weekend and all of that. But yeah, it was
very busy.
Just a crazy busy afternoon in the area.
So I'm at this business and we're chatting before I leave and the business person mentions, Penn State football Saturday. He points to the road like,
yeah.
It's insane.
Yeah.
It's totally nuts. Well, yesterday was semi-insane. I'm sitting there. I want to pull out, and I can't. And traffic was going both ways. I mean, it was busy in both directions.
Yeah.
Finally, there's a break. And boom, I get my car out on the road. I'm heading to Bullsburg. Then I hit a rain shower. It's really raining here for a brief time. And I'm thinking, I'm in thick traffic. Visibility's not great. Now it's raining a lot on this skinny two-lane road.
Yeah.
Folks, that's why we need the new road.
And you have a bunch of tractor trailers that are part of that ongoing traffic pattern, which just adds, it's not any kind of aspersion against tractor trailer drivers, but that adds to the danger element for sure on that particular stretch.
Let's take our break here because I've got some. I finally made it to. I'm sorry, I still call it the Elks Club. All right, for the event, and it was very. My observation, it was a very interesting event. So, but let's take a break here because we need to. You're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox. Later on, if you were at the event, we'd love a call or two. What did you think? What did you take from it? Are you happy, unhappy, whatever? Let's take this break. We'll come back right after this.
From State College, Lock Haven, and Bellefonte, Central PA Sports Authority, Sports Radio 98.7, The Fox.
Sports Radio 98.7, The Fox.
Let Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox make you a winner this summer with our Summer Splash Contest with Clearwater Pools and Spas in Center Hall. This Father's Day weekend, The Fox will be giving away a spacious hot springs hot tub during the Bellefonte Cruise at Talleyrand Park in downtown Bellefonte. Stop by these fine locations and get signed up to become a qualifier for the contest. Dottery Equipment, Route 64 in Mill Hall. Fisher's Market at the Y in Milesburg and at Clearwater Pools and Spas in Center Hall.
The 36th Annual Historic Bellefonte Cruise coming up Father's Day weekend, June 13th and 14th. Top-notch entertainment all weekend long. It starts out Friday night with an open cruise, a sock-off, the big car show on Saturday with over 30-plus classes of cars, trucks, and motorcycles on display. Plenty of sponsorship opportunities for you. Call 814-280-5881 or visit BellefonteCruise.org. That's 814-280-5881 or BellefonteCruise.org. The 36th Annual Historic Bellefonte Cruise, Father's Day weekend, June 13th and 14th.
Hey, Ian's doing. Welcome to XYZ Printing.
My son's soccer team is looking for new jerseys.
Well, I can do that.
Something in green with white lettering.
No problem at all. Right here in this box.
Those are white shirts.
Not for long.
Just because someone says they make custom t-shirts doesn't mean they're from PAMP.
What's the name of Yun's team up there?
The Tigers.
Is that with one G or two?
For quality you can see and wear, remember PAMP for customized t-shirts, letterheads, envelopes, magnetic signs, and business cards. PAMP has a low minimum of 12 shirts for printing and no minimum on embroidered items. They don't charge art fees or setup fees. Pricing is simple and easy, and they have a quick turnaround. They're open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Located at 136 South Harrison Road, Pleasant Gap. For more information, call 814-359-2447.
you're like me, you have neighbors that have zero-turn mowers, and some are satisfied and others not so much. I've had neighbors come over while I'm mowing with my Kubota and want to try it out. I told Bob and Clyde, you need to get to Dodder Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64, for Kubota. I have a Z200 25 horsepower with the simplest operation and a pristine cut every time. Even though I have a lawn and, shall we say, a challenging bank, ditch, and of course the wife's ornamental bushes. If you're trying to decide on a great lawn care machine, get to Dodder Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64. At Dodder Equipment, they're experts on Kubota lawn care machines that keep you moving quickly and efficiently. Your destination for Kubota is Dodder Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64. You may even meet my neighbors, Bob and Clyde.
Your sports radio.
Broadcasting live, loud and proud from Central PA Sports Authority.
Woo-hoo!
WFXS America.
98.7 The Fox State College.
It's Let's Talk, Hour 2, underway here as we kick off the three-day party weekend. Let's do it, kids. Jeff and Scott with you. Phone line is open at 814-954-7266. And, of course, the big question, the headline, yeah. Did space aliens invade the meeting yesterday?
What? Which meeting? The PennDOT meeting?
Yeah.
Did they space aliens?
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
Not that I saw.
Oh, well, that
of course, maybe they were disguised.
That would have been a bigger story.
Well, that's a headline that would grab your attention. Yeah.
All right. Okay. Spaceship lands on 322 as project starts to move forward. I mean, I'm trying to get eyeballs to the story.
Okay.
Is what I'm trying
You're a
to
good
do
headline
here.
Writer. There you go.
All right. So the answer is no. Click. No space aliens at the meeting. But
Dr. Clickbait here.
What did you observe, there Mr. Casey?
Well, I finally get to the Elks Club.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, it's the Elks Club.
Mountain.
I'm old.
We know what you're talking about.
All right. And as soon as I pull into the parking lot, it is full. Now, this was at 4 o'clock. This event ran yesterday from 4 to 8. And I thought, all right, I want to catch this at the start because I've got some other things I've got to do.
You're a busy fellow.
I was not alone. Okay. And at first I'm thinking, is there a golf tournament today? No. Now, it was raining at that point. There were some golfers. They were underneath an overhang, waiting for the weather to pass.
They're a hardy brew.
Yeah, it's not real. Okay.
As hardy as the cicadas that are going to be, I'm trying to tie all
crunchy
this
lobsters. Okay, yeah. There we go. So I was fortunate. I was able to find a parking space. Most of them were, they're almost all gone. So anyway, walk in. You're supposed to sign up. Okay, PennDOT. I put my name down, blah, blah, blah. Walk in. Now, last time they did this at the Mount Nittany Middle School Gymnasium. Nice big room.
Yeah.
The room at the Elks Club, not nearly as big, and there was a lot of elbow to elbow. I mean, there was a lot of people in this room.
Hi, neighbor.
I saw some politicians. I saw some friends who are affected by this road.
Yeah.
I have one friend who works for PennDOT. And so he was there, and he's, you know, talking to people. Kudos to PennDOT. I mean, like it, hate it, whatever you think about this road project and so on, very thorough presentation yesterday.
Yeah.
Very thorough.
And this has been a pretty transparent process.
Yes.
I mean,
yeah,
I don't
well,
know how
yes.
you could be any more...
I don't think...
Yes.
People can't complain about
clear
that.
Clear on, yes.
All right? Maps and charts and graphics and statistics.
Yeah.
Some of the videos that they created were quite fascinating. It's like, okay, for the central route, here's the road, and it's like you're in a drone, you know, you're above the ground or helicopter type view, and they have this road, like, here's where it would go, and people are watching these videos like, whoa, because it was actual, I think, like video of this corridor with the road on it. And they had a north version, they had a central version, they had a south version. They had people at computers yesterday like, okay, what are your questions? Okay, let me call this up on a computer. And so some people sat down and they're talking with folks, PennDOT folks there, consultant folks there. There were a lot of folks there. I mean, disseminating information. And my observation, they were very helpful yesterday. On several occasions, I stop at a map or a graphic or something, and one of these folks comes right up to me. Can I answer any questions for you? Great. I mean, that's great. They were extremely attentive, I thought, to everybody that was attending yesterday. And again, this was a four-hour event. I was there in the first hour, so I assume that went for the entire 4 hours. There were some things there I'd never even really thought about. There was, what about noise? All right, noise mitigation. You're putting in a brand new four-lane road, going to make some noise.
Yeah.
What about noise mitigation? So they had a whole presentation there about noise. And so I walk up to this one, all right, that's kind of noise. I never even thought about that. And this guy comes up to me, can I answer any questions for you? And I just thought, noise, I never thought about that. And I'm not knocking the guy. But he launches into what is clearly a rehearsed answer.
Well,
okay,
yeah.
And this answer lasted a little while, and I'm being nice. I'm nodding my head like, okay, yeah, that's interesting. Wow, cool. Again, I wasn't knocking the guy or anything. Their job was to disseminate information.
Yeah.
They did a great job, I thought. Yesterday, I came across this one display about historical properties. And there are some in this corridor.
For sure.
There are several, apparently, I didn't know this, on the National Register of Historic Places. And I'm like, gosh, I'm a history guy. I'm like, I didn't even realize that. So this young woman comes over to me. Can I answer any questions for you? And I said, I'm a history guy. I didn't even know this. There's a big map right there. She just goes into, well, this and this and this and that and this and that. I'm like, well, that's fascinating. I didn't even know that. So PennDOT, again, you're right. The word is transparent. They have been totally transparent on this issue.
Yeah.
Now, is the central route the way they're going to go? I said to one person, I said, the southern route, which kind of goes along the base of the mountain, wouldn't that affect the fewest people? Which one of these three affects the fewest people? Now, I think, and there were statistics like all over the room, for goodness sakes,
yeah.
That the southern route along the kind of along the base of the mountain, I would think that would affect the fewest people. Now, it affects things like bats, all right, and maybe other animals. Now, this is where interesting arguments start with, I'll call them environmentalists. That if that's you, all right, maybe you want to call in. Shouldn't we be affecting fewer people? And okay, the bats can find some other trees to land in or something. Or now I just made somebody angry. All right, oh, that's outrageous. Okay, and I saw some of the stats, and yes, the southern route would affect more wildlife and animals. Okay. What's most important here? The people? The animals? Are the animals more important than the people? Again, I just made somebody angry. And that's not my intention, but think about it. I mean, when I was looking at the three routes yesterday, I'm looking at that southern route, I'm thinking, I think this one would affect the fewest number of people, homesteads and farmers and businesses and so on. Maybe this one? But no, PennDOT's suggestion right now is the so-called central route. And again, the room was full of people. For whatever, and a lot of these people wanted to talk, okay? So I'm walking along, I'm looking at displays, and somehow I hook up with this young guy. He's standing there, this young guy, long hair, interesting-looking fellow. And he's pointing at a graphic of information and statistics for right now, 2025, and then projected for 2050. And he's pointing at the numbers, and he's like, I don't understand why they're even building this road. The projections here say the numbers are going to be the same 25 years from now. Why are we doing this at all? And I'm like, well, okay, hold on. There's a lot of traffic here. And I pointed to this graphic on this board. I said, this is talking about trucks, truck traffic. So the projection is 25 years from now, the number of truck traffic might relatively stay the same. It's not expected to go up much. And I pointed this out to the guy. I'm like, this is all about trucks. You're talking about this road. Primarily, we're talking about cars. People coming to State College, people coming to Penn State, people going to a football game, and or students going back and forth like apparently yesterday and today and tomorrow. All right, moving in, moving out, all that sort of stuff. All right. And the guy's like, why don't they just use trains? And I'm thinking, sir, buddy, we're not talking about trains here. We're talking about traffic. Well, they could do trains. This guy had a hang up on trains. Like, they should put in more trains. I'm like, no, no, this is about vehicles, not trains. Well, I said, it's about, you know, tractor trailers. Well, they could do tractor trailers on trains. This guy had a hang up about trains. This young guy. And at some point I just said, okay, whatever. Okay, I like trains. Not that much, maybe. Like, the whole situation could be solved if we just had more trains.
Well,
and he mentions, well, New Jersey, they have a lot more trains. I'm like, okay, New Jersey's flatter. It's kind of over by the coast. We're more mountainous here. Trains aren't going to work in a lot of situations. It didn't matter. This guy was hepped up on trains. So, again, a lot of these folks that walked in yesterday, some were just like me, just curious. Other folks, I would say, had an agenda, like train guy. All right. And at one point, before I'm leaving, there were reporters there, TV reporters. Other reporters were there, and one of the reporters is talking to train guy. I'm thinking, no, don't talk to him. All right? He's train guy, all right? He's crazy. A nice guy. I'm sure he's a nice young man, but he was all hipped up about trains.
Well,
like, why are we building this road at all? We'll just need more trains. Like, okay, whatever. Now, this is still the...
It's like a nice horse path would be a wonderful...
Huh?
I think, you know...
A return to the past. Just,
yes.
Our Amish friends have something.
Yes.
They've got an idea.
Yeah, we could learn
there
learn
we
a
go.
Little something.
Yeah,
there you go.
That works perfectly great.
Yeah.
So this is still the public comment period. No decisions have been made.
Again, well...
No decisions have been made.
Okay.
None. PennDOT has made their suggestion.
Yeah.
Now, is that the odds-on favorite? Yes. Okay. But no decisions have been made yet.
Okay.
You disagree? Come on.
I will be shocked if it is not the central route.
The one they want.
That is, yes.
Okay.
That has been suggested or recommended.
I mean, there's... Again,
I mean, it may not be 100%, but done deal. But count me as somebody that will be absolutely stunned if that's not... And listen, it's... None of the three are going to appease everybody.
No.
Right? Like,
there's no perfect solution.
And you knew going into this. Right. And... The issue to me is, and admittedly, listen, I don't have the dog in the fight. This isn't affecting any of my property. I also know some people that are, but I mean, directly, this is not impacting me one way or another, but we needed the road in like a couple of decades ago. At some point, and that point to me is now, and again, probably should have been a while ago, but we need to make this the choice, or they need to make the suction, and move forward. Like, we've got to get this going. Now, I do want truly fair compensation for those that are impacted, and that to me is going to be the next big battle here, or at least that's what I'm anticipating will be a big battle. Let's head to the phones. Good morning. You're live on Let's Talk.
Hey, Scott.
Yes, sir.
Are you okay after meeting train guy? I mean, can you still count 10 fingers?
I love trains. I really do. But young guy's solution was we need more trains. I'm thinking, no, that's not it.
It's kind of like 50 years too late. Do you remember the name of the stadium that was dedicated, the stadium in Philadelphia, that only served one purpose? and that was the Army-Navy game. I think they renamed it before they tore it down, Robert F. Kennedy Stadium, but prior to that it had a different name.
Okay, hold on. Is, well, RFK Stadium was in Washington.
I'm saying there was a stadium in Philly, and why I'm bringing this up is that was a train-connected stadium. It brought all the sailors and Marines from one part of the country and all the Army guys from another part of the country, and they got together once a year, and they played that Army-Navy game, and it was like 110-plus thousand. It was a huge stadium. You know what I'm talking about? But what I'm saying is it was all – it delivered all that stadium folk by train.
Well, all of the cadets and the midshipmen came by train.
Yeah, so what I'm saying is, yeah, back in the 40s and 50s, we had all that infrastructure. But guess what? After World War II and Ike, we dismantled it. So I'm not quite sure where train guy's coming from. Actually, point of fact, we actually had commuter trains into Peru or Piru, depending on how you say
right.
it.
Yeah.
We had them into Limont. We had them into, up the Big Hollow. Into it was a freight train into Penn State. We had them into Pine Grove. Guess what? It's all been dismantled.
Yeah. And, so, you kind of hit it. You mentioned President Eisenhower, the interstate road system, 1950s. That was the change time. And, yeah,
right.
I mean, that train line still is, it goes, it goes by the Nittany Mall. I don't know if that train line even gets used anymore. I think it does, sort of, maybe.
I saw some look like they were coal tenders with a lot of graffiti on them, so I'm figuring they went through Philly at some point. But, yeah, that's my bias. I actually think the Philly graffiti guys are pretty good artists, but.
Okay.
I don't want to, you know, diss the Baltimore and the Boston and the Washington guys. They're pretty good graffiti artists. So, hey, getting back to the banana and the nail and the wall, and what did it sell for? Hundreds of millions of dollars?
Oh, that,
it was hundreds of millions of
artwork. Yeah, it was several million dollars for a banana pinned to a wall.
Yeah.
Well, just think about putting a 40-foot car, you know, that was initially built to, you know, haul coal or something, oil, and a graffiti artist decides to express himself, and now you've got to build a building around it to house that piece of art. I mean, that's expensive.
Yeah. And
I'm just saying, I actually am all for trains, but I think at this point in time, it's about straight shots. It's straight shots of freight going from East Coast harbors to West Coast harbors and stopping in between at the resources, mining, oil, whatever. And it's, you know, trains just don't fit the commuter thing right now. So
no.
But I am for them for freight.
Okay. Okay. So. Well, yeah. And if this was all about freight, well, then maybe trains would be a good idea. It isn't. It's about people going to Penn State football games.
Absolutely.
Or
that's
state
what it's
college,
all about.
You know? This is about people.
We got a $700 million upgrade on the stadium. We got, I'm sure this is an underbid. They're saying it's going to cost $500 million for the 8 miles interconnector route. I'm sure it's going to come in over that. But the thing is,
and it's going to take upwards of 10 years to build, it's done. Not 10 years to build. That's not right. From now until it's
finished,
I'm going
to have a head start over me before it's finished. But, this is so frustrating. We need, and it's so horrible. If you look at the history of this, the need of this interconnector, there's so many people who have lost their lives. Just crazy.
Including one just several weeks ago. Yes.
No, I had a good friend that lost his life. He just innocently driving to work, and something weird happened with a truck in front of him. The truck slipped, dropped its load on top of my friend, and he smothered to death under 20 tons of stone.
Oh,
and
yuck.
I just wish people could keep this all in the perspective of all the lives that have been lost over the last 40 years. We've needed this for a long time.
Yes.
There's no question about that.
Okay, thanks for the call.
All right, take care, guys. And
thank you.
All right. Yeah, just for a few minutes yesterday, when I was out on that busy road and it starts pouring rain, I felt uncomfortable for a moment, like, yep. Oh, geez, I do not want to be here on this road right now.
Yeah.
You know, somebody's going to hit the brakes or somebody's going to lose control or something. Just for a couple of minutes, I'm like, okay, yeah, we need this road. Holy fright, look at this. And that wasn't a Penn State football Saturday, for goodness sakes. All right, let's take a break. We'll come back. If you have some thoughts, all right, get ready to pick up your phone. You're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox. We'll come right back after this.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7
The Fox.
Let Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox make you a winner this summer with our Summer Splash Contest with Clearwater Pools and Spas in Center Hall. This Father's Day weekend, The Fox will be giving away a spacious hot springs hot tub during a Belfont cruise at Talleyrand Park in downtown Belfont. Stop by these fine locations and get signed up to become a qualifier for the contest. Dottery Equipment, Route 64 in Mill Hall. Fisher's Market at the Y in Milesburg and at Clearwater Pools and Spas in Center Hall.
The 36th Annual Historic Belfont Cruise coming up Father's Day weekend, June 13th and 14th. Top-notch entertainment all weekend long. It starts out Friday night with an open cruise, a sock-off, the big car show on Saturday with over 30-plus classes of cars, trucks, and motorcycles on display. Plenty of sponsorship opportunities for you. Call 814-280-5881 or visit BelfontCruise.org. That's 814-280-5881 or BelfontCruise.org. The 36th Annual Historic Belfont Cruise, Father's Day weekend, June 13th and 14th.
If you're like me, you have neighbors that have zero-turn mowers, and some are satisfied and others not so much. I've had neighbors come over while I'm mowing with my Kubota and want to try it out. I told Bob and Clyde, you need to get to Dottery Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64, for Kubota. I have a Z200 25 horsepower with the simplest operation and a pristine cut every time. Even though I have a lawn and, shall we say, a challenging bank, ditch, and of course the wife's ornamental bushes. If you're trying to decide on a great lawn care machine, get to Dottery Equipment just south of Mill Hall on Route 64. At Dottery Equipment, they're experts on Kubota lawn care machines that keep you moving quickly and efficiently. Your destination for Kubota is Dottery Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64. You may even meet my neighbors, Bob and Clyde.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox.
Let's talk here on a Friday morning. Jeff and Scott with you. Again, the phone line open and available for your use at 814-954-7266.
So if you went to this gig yesterday, the PennDOT gig out at the Wyndham Hotel, Elks Club, whatever you want to call it, and you have thoughts, yay or nay, there's one right there, 814-954-7266. Maybe train guy will call in. I don't know. We'll see.
Skip those trains a coming. Good morning. You're live on Let's Talk.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
Hi.
Good morning. I'm born and raised in Belfont all my life since 1953, and I got a lot of history that I could give you.
Yeah.
But years and years ago, when they were building the bypass at Route 26, and they stopped it at Pleasant Gap. See, that road was supposed to go over Center Hall Mountain and connect with 322. If that would have been done, I'm going to say at least 30 years ago, 35 years ago, we wouldn't have this miserable congestion highway today. Are you familiar with that?
Possibly, yeah.
But if you're coming 20 or off 99 off of 80, And you come in to Pleasant Gap when you get off there at the exit, you'll see that road that stops. There was a middle section. That was to continue to go over the four-lane highway over Center Hall Mountain, up on the mountain, all the way down through Potter's Mills to connect to 322. That was supposed to be that way.
I'm stretching here a little bit.
Maybe you're not. I am.
There was okay. There, 1987 maybe. There was an accident on Center Hall Mountain where a young woman was killed by
a
trucker.
Yeah, that was a
trucker. I believe her name was.
Her last name was Long. Her last name was Long.
Yeah,
yep.
Lori Long. Because a trucker, brakes failed, something happened.
Yep.
The trucker rammed her car and she died. And I remember.
He hit her head on coming down the mountain, drove her across that yard into that pine tree.
Yeah, it was bad.
Yep.
And
yes, it was.
Probably on both sides of the mountain just exploded. Like, okay.
Sure.
Because I'm not saying that happened before, but there were other issues with trucks on that mountain. And the people just stood up and said, no more of this. This has got to stop.
Right.
And politicians got involved and all this sort of thing so that no truck traffic on Center Hall Mountain. And to this day, no truck traffic on Center Hall Mountain. Now,
you'd be surprised.
I'm wondering if that particular incident affected that decision that you were talking about.
That started it. Now, I drove semi for 47 years, and I drove Center Hall Mountain all the time until they shut us off. But they put the runoff ramps on both sides. It's Pleasant Gap side and Center Hall side. They put the three-lane highway going up Center Hall Mountain just because of trucks. They spent $1.5 million to build the third lane, and one long after that, they shut the trucking industry down. I mean, because I'm born and raised here, I know the highway. I know how to treat it, and I know how I respected going down off the mountain, and I knew it because I did this. But you get these total people that do not understand and are not from around here.
Yeah.
And I remember this. I remember it like it was yesterday. He went off that mountain and had no idea what he was coming down to. And he was going too fast, lost his brakes, smashed into that car, drove that car and her across that yard into that pine tree.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I remember this. It was. But this four-lane highway, I listened to a lot of people talking about it. I think, and I've heard a lot of opinions, my opinion is why don't they do something with the two-lane that's there now and try to make it a four-lane? Now, I know there's a lot of bends and S-turns. And why don't they do this and try to make it a straight? Well, these S-turns are, there's people going to lose their ground. But why not create that highway, the two-lane there now, why not make that the four-lane highway and just create a four-lane highway, what's already there, but make it wider, and then they won't have to go into all these businesses and all the farmland and all them beautiful houses through there. My, oh, my, that's unbelievable.
Well, I was on this road yesterday, as I described earlier.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
It's too windy. And to do what you just described would take out probably all of the businesses there and a whole lot of houses there.
That's the thing. To expand it by another lane and then because you've got to then put the provisions in along the side of the road as well. And then you're into, because those businesses are, that stretch like right before, if you're coming from Bullsburg out like toward Collier Lake, that stretch right before you get to the turnoff to Collier Lake, those businesses are
right there.
The road. So I mean, you expand on both sides. You're wiping out all of those businesses.
Yeah.
Well, they were making a big deal about number one Harley. Well, they're closed. They've been closed. They're not there anymore. So Well, I mean, that's a beautiful. That's, I'd hate to see that go. Wow.
Yeah, that's only one business. There are a bunch of.
Yeah,
I visited one yesterday. There are a bunch of businesses out there.
Well, look, now, actually, look at the John Deere. The John Deere dealership just went out there. Now, wonder if that would affect them on this new road, you know?
Well, I tell you what. Now, I was visiting this business yesterday, and maybe they'll become a future sponsor of our station. That'd be great. And I said to them, I said, whenever they put in this new road, how does that affect you guys? I mean, it wouldn't take out their property. And the guy kind of made a face, if you will, and he's like, I said, are there any turnoffs? He's like, no, not that I've seen. People would either have to get off in Potter's Mills and take the old road, or they would have to get off in Bowlesburg and take the old road. All the people taking the new road would drive right past those businesses, and so they're probably concerned, like, okay, there goes a lot of our traffic. You know, it's like that could be detrimental to them. I don't know.
Yep, I agree. All right, well, thanks for your time. Appreciate it.
No, thanks for the call. Thanks for the perspective.
There's a lot of twists, to use a funky term, there's a lot of twists and turns on this whole gig. How does it affect farmers? How does it affect residents? How does it affect businesses? How does it affect Penn State? How does it affect, you know, football traffic? I mean, I don't envy PennDOT. There's a lot of balls in the air here. And they've got to figure out, okay, the best alternative. Now, I mentioned I've got a friend that I haven't seen in a little while. He works for PennDOT. He was there yesterday, official name tag, the whole bit. And I'd forgotten. He's like, I'm an appraiser for PennDOT. I'm like, oh.
Wow.
I told him he's my friend. I told him yesterday, I don't want your job.
No. I'm with you on that.
At some point in the future, a year from now, 2 years from now, whatever it is, he's going to be like a point guy to determine, okay, your property is worth this much. And I said, you know you're going to get pushback. And he's like, yeah. And it's not like the landowner's affected saying, no, here's how much I want for my property. Give it to me, PennDOT. That's not the way it works. Okay? Eminent domain or whatever the fancy terms are.
Yeah.
So for my friend, I'm thinking, ooh, I'm glad I don't have his job.
Yeah.
There's going to be lawsuits and arguments and yada, yada, yada. Ugh. Anyway. Whew. So let's see how this proceeds. Again, we've got one more segment. If you want to call in, if you went to this gig yesterday, you know, what did you think? I know the videos were strangely fascinating. It looked like a video game. Here is the new road. You know, here it is. I'm like, okay, and little cars are running on the new road. And I'm thinking, oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
All right, very interesting. All right, let's take a break right here. We have one more segment. You can sound off. We've got one or two more interesting things to talk about, so stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk here on a Friday. We'll come right back after this.
Would you like to profit from Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox? If you have sales experience, we're looking for new team members to spread the word to local businesses about 98.7 The Fox. Sell advertising with a lot of potential from all of our Fox programs, Pittsburgh Pirates baseball, and live sports events focused right here in Center County. For more information, contact manager Sam Jordan via email at foxsportshappyvalley@gmail.com. That's foxsportshappyvalley@gmail.com. Join us here at 98.7 The Fox.
Let Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox make you a winner this summer with our Summer Splash Contest with Clearwater Pools and Spas in Center Hall. This Father's Day weekend, The Fox will be giving away a spacious hot springs hot tub during the Belfont Cruise at Talleyrand Park in downtown Belfont. Stop by these fine locations and get signed up to become a qualifier for the contest. Dottery Equipment, Route 64 in Mill Hall. Fisher's Market at the Y in Milesburg and at Clearwater Pools and Spas in Center Hall.
The 36th Annual Historic Belfont Cruise coming up Father's Day weekend, June 13th and 14th. Top-notch entertainment all weekend long. It starts out Friday night with an open cruise, a stock-up, the big car show on Saturday with over 30-plus classes of cars, trucks, and motorcycles on display. Plenty of sponsorship opportunities for you. Call 814-280-5881 or visit BelfontCruise.org. That's 814-280-5881 or BelfontCruise.org. The 36th Annual Historic Belfont Cruise, Father's Day weekend, June 13th and 14th.
17th. Join the Nittany Knights as they perform Just Sing, 7 p.m. May 17th at the State Theater in downtown State College. This year's spring show will feature 2024 International Barbershop Harmony Society gold medal winners, Three and a Half Men, along with choirs from State College High School and Mountain Indian Park Forest Middle Schools. Tickets $30 for adults, $20 for children 15 and under. Get your tickets today at nittanynights.org. Just Sing, May 17th, 7 p.m. at the State Theater. Made possible by a grant from the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau.
Have you checked out our new website, 987thefox.info? When you do, be sure to scroll to the bottom, enter your email address. Then sometime soon, you'll be a 987 The Fox insider with our newsletter feature, thoughts from some of our hosts that you won't get on our shows, messages from sponsors, and even special deals as an insider newsletter exclusive. We'll take good care of your email address, no sharing or selling. Hope you'll join us on 987thefox.info and enter your email address at the bottom. Be an insider, only from 987 The Fox.
The Center County Recycling and Refuse Authority is proud to support local sports here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Check out our website at centercountyrecycles.org for employment opportunities, upcoming events, the authority's newsletter, and details on what can and can't be recycled, as well as updated schedules. That's centercountyrecycles.org. Once again, the website is centercountyrecycles.org.
If you're like me, you have neighbors that have zero-turn mowers, and some are satisfied and others not so much. I've had neighbors come over while I'm mowing with my Kubota and want to try it out. I told Bob and Clyde, you need to get to Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64, for Kubota. I have a Z200, 25 horsepower, with the simplest operation and a pristine cut every time. Even though I have a lawn and, shall we say, a challenging bank, ditch, and of course the wife's ornamental bushes. If you're trying to decide on a great lawn care machine, get to Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64. At Daughter Equipment, they're experts on Kubota lawn care machines that keep you moving quickly and efficiently. Your destination for Kubota is Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64. You may even meet my neighbors, Bob and Clyde.
Sports Radio 98.7, The Fox, Fox Sports.
One final segment for the week. And then we officially launch the three-day party weekend. It's Let's Talk here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Jeff and Scott with you. The phone line is open at 814-954-7266. Couple of other, we can certainly continue to talk about the connector route. Just a couple of quick updates. The plane, it's still there.
It's still there.
It's still there.
Behind the church.
Yes. Okay. It moved up, whatever it was, a couple of weeks ago, but it, at least as of yesterday afternoon, still there. It's now just become a point of wonder for yours truly. If anybody, there must be somebody out there that knows what the plan is. I'm just genuinely curious. And if the plan is that they, yeah, we got to get it, towed or moved out to the airport, or I don't know where else you would, I'm presuming it would be the airport. What all is involved in that? I mean, that's got to be quite the process. Anyways, if anybody knows, I am genuinely curious about just how you go about getting a plane from a field to a state of repair, and would love to hear about it. Story from earlier in the week, and it's just one of those, well, there's a couple. Let me just touch on the two fraternity brothers. We've talked about the hazing stuff over the years. No great new insight from me, but I really do, and I know there are psychological studies on this stuff. I genuinely don't understand. On either side of this, the whole, all right, let's see what you can take. I don't understand how, yep, I want to be a fraternity brother. And I'm not, I'm just telling you, my brain just isn't wired to understand this. I'm not casting any kind of aspersions against folks that have done this over the years. I don't get that, hey, yep, I really want to be friends. And by the, you know, I don't want this to, I was like everybody else. I still am like all of us. We want to fit in. We want to, there are very few people that don't want to be part of the in crowd. We want to fit in. But the whole, yeah, I'm just going to sit and let you beat me until there are marks on my body, and therefore I will show you that I am worthy of your friendship, which is basically what the brotherhood is. It just makes no sense to me. But even what makes even less sense to me is the folks doing the beating, the two guys that are charged. I don't understand how at some point as you're punching another human being for doing nothing other than they want to be friends with you and your group of friends, like somewhere in your brain there has to be, my God, what am I doing? Why am I doing this? Like, listen to yourself. Listen to your brain when it's telling you, what are you doing here? It's just disturbing. Then again, no great insight from me. It just, man, I just don't get that. Also, just once, I would like to read about an accidental death where it says, well, you know, it's horrible that it happened, but boy, that guy was a jerk and he was an idiot to everybody. If you read about this 22-year-old who was electrocuted by the downed power line, what an amazing young man. And it feels like every time we get an accidental death or a death as a result of, you know, a murder, like the victims always are these amazing human beings. And this guy was. I mean, if you read through the accounts and people that knew him, God, this guy was remarkable. It is. And all he was doing was trying to go out and put out a mulch fire. Like, I mean, he was trying to help out. He was a manager there at the hotel. And then, boom. I mean, it is so final. Like, life is gone. There is a GoFundMe page for him. Again, the more you read about him, the more you're like, no. Like, this should not have happened. And I think these situations, at least when there's nobody to blame, these tragic accidents that are truly accidents, it's like, in some ways I think it's even more frustrating because you can't channel your anger, and I am presuming the family is angry. I mean, part of the emotion, obviously very sad, but where do you channel the anger? At least if somebody has done something to, like, you know where to channel your anger. All right, we need to get justice against you. You need to go to jail for the rest of your life. Whatever the case may be. Here, it's just an awful situation. Bryce Lohman was the young man's name, 22 years old. There is a GoFundMe page if you want to give to it. There's nothing you can do that's going to make the family truly feel better. He had has three brothers. Again, everything you read about him is just a wonderful person who just brought a smile to everybody's face. I mean, one of those personalities. And it just, you want to be able to bring them back. This shouldn't happen. This is, my God, you're out there, you're trying to put out a fire, you're going through just a routine day, and boom. And it is a reminder, I guess, to us all to not take anything for granted. You truly never know one day to the next. But if you're able, I would just encourage you to give to the GoFundMe page. And honestly, I just once, I'd like the victim of one of these to be a guy that, you know, yeah, it's still tragic, but man, he was just a jerk. Like the jerks that nobody likes never seem to get
impacted by these.
How do you identify
those people?
Oh, I can give you a list.
Oh, you could.
I have a list.
Oh boy, okay. The good guys, yeah, the great and gals.
Honestly, right? Though, this guy, like, well, anyway.
It's a sad, tragic story. Yeah.
Very. Very, very, very.
Yeah, but if you can figure out who the jerks are so they can,
wear a hat. I don't wish that upon anybody, but it just, it never seems like the tragic accidents like this occur to somebody that most of us would, yeah, I mean, still stinks. You still don't want to lose a life, but at least it happened to that jerk and not some nice guy like Bryce Loman here.
Okay.
Why is it always, does it not seem like that? Like every time.
It's a good guy. It is.
Yeah, the old Billy Joel, only the good die young. God, that seems to be very, very accurate. Anyways.
Haven't heard that song in ages.
Oh, it's okay. A great song.
That's about Catholic Church, too. So,
well, there you go. And it all comes back to
that'd be good timing. There we go.
Haunted. Yes.
All right, let's light. Well, okay, hold on. Uh-oh, you've lit a fuse here.
Oh, boy.
What have you done?
Good morning. You're live on Let's Talk.
Hey, explanation.
Okay.
We're all pilgrims. We're not supposed to associate with this world. There's a better place. And when you're ready to go, you go.
Yeah.
So I hope that fills in the blanks for you.
Yeah, I don't have enough time to get into my philosophies and thoughts on that. I'm always interested in those discussions of when our time is up and how that gets determined and all of that. I appreciate the phone call. Phone line is open 814-954-7266 if you wish to join the show.
Somebody much smarter than us.
Yeah. Again, we do have, changing the subject to get us into a little lighter note, do have nice weather on the way this weekend. Once we get through the morning hours, we should be in pretty good shape. And I'm just keeping my fingers crossed that they can get the fields, the Little League fields around the area in good enough shape to get those games in tomorrow because, boy, it has been a rough spring.
Rough few weeks. I'll agree with you on that.
Yep.
What do we got? About 2 minutes left.
Yep.
I'm not sure how much time. All right, let's lighten up here a little bit.
All right.
All right, if you enjoy soft drinks.
I do enjoy soft drinks.
All right.
I had a vanilla cream soda for the first time in a long time yesterday. I like vanilla cream sodas.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm a bit of a marketing geek, all right? Interesting marketing campaigns that work.
Yeah.
Now, again, the Pirates should put that chimney up there.
Oh, yeah.
And do black or gold smoke whenever the new manager is announced or figured out or whatever. You know, what causes you to purchase something? Well, it's probably marketing. And so I've got this story here about soda. All right. And we got the top four soda brands by volume. In other words, total volume. Okay. So we could play our favorite game, Quiz the Ironhead, here
now,
in about a minute.
How loud do sodas get? I've never had to worry about the volume of sodas.
These four are very loud. Okay.
Huh.
Who do you think the top four sodas?
Coca-Cola.
They're number one. Well, pretty solid. Number one.
PepsiCo.
Well, here's the problem.
Oh, there's a problem.
Pepsi has now slipped to number four.
No kidding.
On this list. All right. Number two is Dr. Pepper.
Oh.
Those college football ads I find so annoying.
Well,
Fansville. I'm just like, this is stupid. Number three is now Sprite.
No kidding.
Sprite has passed Pepsi. So in the Pepsi offices, it must be panic mode.
Ah, yeah.
Which I like Pepsi myself, but panic mode.
There's your surprise for the weekend. Folks, have a great one. We'll talk to you again Monday.
From State College, Lock Haven, and Bellefonte, Central PA Sports Authority, Sports Radio 98.7, The Fox.
Sports Radio 98.7.
at the Fox.